Welcome to season 12 of Digital Learning Radio. I'm Laura, and I'm so happy to be joined by my co-host, Catherine.
Hello.
And this season of the podcast, we've continued the conversations of sharing what has been inspiring us on our ongoing story of learning. We've somehow already made it to the end of this season, and so for today's episode, we're going to spend some time reflecting on some of the shares, wins, and outcomes of our inspirations from this season.
I cannot believe we're wrapping up this season already. It's
right?
The end of 2022, and I've really loved the episodes that we share, and I'm looking forward to spending some time reflecting together, but first, and thinking of reflecting, I want to hear about your now what from last week. You shared the Charette protocol with us, and I know you plan to try it out the day after we recorded. So how'd it go? Do you have any new takeaways or thoughts?
Okay, it went so well. So I got to spend some time last week with an instructional coach cohort, and our day was focused on coaches as change agents. And so this protocol fit really nicely because it gave us some tangible next steps and I think unblocked some thinking to really make some change. And they loved it. So a few people were using it as a verb by the end of the day and saying, like, we need to charrette this, please. And actually, their director popped in at one point and she was met with this chorus of people shouting about, like, I want to have a charrette with you, which was fun and also, I think, confusing for her as well. On the facilitator side, though, I did it with two different groups. So I think my kind of introductory spiel was better that second time. Sorry, always to first period. But I think my biggest takeaway really goes back to Priya Parker and Art of Gathering, and really just that importance and power of not being a chill host and really protecting and equalizing the guests. So this particular group of people work really closely with one another. And so their small group dynamics are pretty established. And so I actually participated as a thought partner in one of the groups. And we really found that empowering that facilitator of the protocol to keep the time and truly cut off people from speaking proved to be a little bit challenging for some, but also one of the biggest pieces of positive feedback during the end of our debrief time. So people were challenged by some of the parameters of the timing and the roles, and specifically that protocol, you know, makes you stop talking and have some demands. But I think repeating it multiple times so that each person in the group had the opportunity to get some feedback over the course of an hour, you know, really helped smooth some of the weirdness of doing it for the first time. And almost everyone shared that they were surprised at the power of turning your back away from the group to hear feedback, to really help listen actively and attentively. So all in all, great experience. I plan to share this with another group of coaches next month. And I really am continuing to think about how to incorporate this protocol as or within a session in the near future. So good now what for me this time.
Well, I really love your takeaway that it might be even more important to use this type of protocol with people who are established groups, because that does give that not being a chill host vibe and being able to respectfully cut off your friend who is chatting along. So that is a fantastic additional layer of using the protocol. And I think we have both really gotten a lot of our now what part of our conversations this season. And it has been so helpful to have some next steps laid out and then the follow-up conversation the next week to reflect on how it's going, especially for us obligers.
Yes. I so agree. And, you know, we talk a lot about intention. And I know that I have just gotten so much out of this practice. And for me, this idea of reflection has really become an integral part of my work in the last few years. I'm thinking of a quote from one of my favorite quotable books, Compassionate Coaching. And I think the more I share it, the more I just feel it deeply and believe it. And so that is that reflection is essential both for us to grow and for us to appreciate mm-hmm. our accomplishments. Mm-hmm. And then without creating white space on your calendar for reflecting each week, you may lose the opportunities to celebrate your successes and take charge of your future actions. And I think this podcast has been exactly mm-hmm. that, and a practice that I've really enjoyed with that added accountability. Even though I'm not an obliger, I know that you're going to ask me how it went and mm-hmm. record the conversation. And so that has worked so well with me the last few seasons, but particularly, I think, this season.
Well, and I really like the piece of the quote that it asks us to appreciate our accomplishment. So mm-hmm. how fun for us to come back and celebrate, like, oh, this went so well with the coaches. So what a wonderful piece of our reflection process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so since you're sharing quotes, I found a new favorite quote about reflection that I think is appropriate. And it is, people don't really learn when you tell them something. They don't even really learn when they do something. They start learning, start creating new neural pathways only when they have a chance to recall and reflect on what just happened.
Mm.
And that comes from The Coaching Habit with Michael Bungay Stanier.
Yes, yes. Well, I think that quote and that callback to Michael and a previous episode talking about The Coaching Habit is really the perfect way to get us started with our conversation mm-hmm. today. So great find, great share. This week, we're going to deviate from our usual reflective conversation protocol, talking about what, so what, and now what. Instead, we're going to use a different one. We're going to be looking at the four C's. So this is a thinking routine from Project Zero, and the four C's are connection, challenge, concepts, and changes. Now, this is actually designed to be a routine for providing structure for a text-based discussion. However, we're going to tweak it a bit to fit our needs as we reflect on the learning and the inspiration that we've had all season of this podcast.
Well, sounding like a true rebel there, taking the protocol and tweaking it. So to get us started, let's think about connection. What are some of the unintentional connective threads of this season, or maybe some connection to our work?
Ooh, I'm excited. Catherine, do you want to go ahead and jump in?
Okay, I'll start. So for the first C of connections, I wanted to see if I could find common threads in our episodes or somehow group the topics, like creating an affinity map.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back and looked at all of our episodes, and many of them were about frameworks, and more specifically, they related to personal growth or habits. And then the other category I found was ways to refine the design of our professional development sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And I look back at our previous two seasons, and for me, most of my shares have been about designing professional learning.
Mm-hmm.
So this season was a bit of a departure with less on growing PD and more about growing myself.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked the four tendencies and habits, joyful work environments, career growth, and so on. And to make a connection to last season's discussion about Atlas of the Heart,
mm-hmm.
I've thought so much about Brené Brown's discussion about the importance of vocabulary and the quote in her book, "The limits of my language mean the limits of my world." And I love that so many of our episodes give us that language to add meaning to our work. So obliger and rebel and charrette, contribution, curation, all of those different words.
Oh, I think you have succinctly put that together so beautifully, and love that you brought back that Brené Brown quote, because I think that is a huge takeaway and connection, having that shared language. And yeah, I think it's interesting to see the shift in our shares and inspirations this season. And yeah, lots of introspection and considerations of learning, maybe more about ourselves as learners and people, and thinking thinking about just growing personally. Mm-hmm. You know, I've used the analogy before of connecting ideas like a string of lights, right? Mm-hmm. And so each new related idea lights up another bulb mm-hmm. on that string. And so I think this season, more than others, is filled with these little connections. Mm-hmm. And I feel like here at the end, I have an entire set of illuminated lights nice. Now. So two connections for me. First, I just loved how many numbered frameworks we shared. So we had the four tendencies, the seven coaching questions, the five ideas for crafting mm-hmm. joyful work environments. I'll even give you plus one thinking there too. But maybe a more meaningful connection I've noticed is having some concrete steps emerge from those numbers. Mm. So I think when we're talking about big ideas and shifting mindsets, it's really helpful to have some steps. So the concept of joy is huge, and tackling the idea of crafting joy is a big one. However, I can try five things. Mm. Or the coaching questions. It's a big shift to get people to go through a process of solving their own problems and, you know, decentering ourselves in coaching or advice giving. So having these numbered protocol steps, I think, is a connection that I found to be really helpful. So all of that to say, I found connection across many of our shares and also connected with having that checklist, having those steps for getting started on these big ideas that we shared.
Well, even with your protocols, having those yeah. steps and the protocols yeah. as well. So, ooh, wonderful, thoughtful reflection, Laura. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm all about a checklist. And if the checklist is going to help me have a more joyful work environment, then even better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So let's talk about the next C, challenge. What has challenged our thinking or even has been a challenge to accomplish?
For me, I think the ideas in the Design Thinking for Training and Development book, which mm-hmm. we both shared, will be the most challenging to accomplish. And some of those ideas also really challenged my thinking. Mm-hmm. I think as of now, the whole air quotes PD system around mm-hmm. here is not quite ready for the time it takes to create learning journeys, the time it takes to develop learner personas, creating those outcomes that lead to change in behaviors and beliefs and so on. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced that this is the way to go. Mm-hmm. I'm working on sessions that I can adhere to this model, but I continue to get one and done requests. And mm-hmm. so I think that it's going to take some huge mindset shifts in the whole world of professional learning mm-hmm. before those ideas really stick. So
yeah that's definitely a challenge.
Yes, yes.
But it also sounds like you are kind of challenging yourself though to exist in this way of thinking, even though you're getting those one and done requests. So a big challenge to the whole world to get to this way of thinking, but also maybe challenging yourself to make it happen.
Okay. I like that mindset. So thank you for for that. What about you, Laura? How have you been challenged or what's challenging your thinking?
Yeah, I think I've been challenged by a few things, especially related to my own thinking around well-being and contentment mm-hmm. and these ideas of thriving and flourishing in work. And so I've really been challenged to pause and reflect on many aspects of my work, starting small, maybe with the four tendencies and apparently approaching the world as a rebel and maybe challenging myself to think about interactions or ways of being with others who are obligers or questioners or, you know, not rebels. But I've also really been challenged to think about crafting a joyful work environment mm-hmm. and reframing thinking and asking those hard questions. Are you still finding joy in the work? How are you sustaining it? Or how can you find it again? This also leads into challenging traditional thinking from one of your shares about reimagining career growth. And so I have shared these three episode inspirations with so many people, mm-hmm. both at work and in my personal life. And I think it's because I'm still chewing on them and challenged by them. And so I really had a lot of my thinking challenged by these frameworks or ideas.
I love that this is pushing your thinking a little bit. And I knew about Gretchen's Four Tendencies framework from several years ago, but bringing it back on our episodes has also made that at the forefront of my mind. So I also think that that's a good challenge for us to face. Okay, so our next C is concepts. What are our biggest takeaways and key concepts of this season? Laura, you want to start?
Yeah, I'll jump in. So for me, I'm kind of going to echo my share about the Charette protocol with the coaches last week. It's this concept of really protecting guests and providing structures to balance voices and really draw out others. It's really a concept that's resonating with me right now. It might be because it was my most recent share, but I think discovering or rediscovering the true power of a protocol and the structure that it provides is a big takeaway for me. You know, I am all about choice and options and letting people do what works for them, respecting adult learners. But sometimes we need that structure. We need those sentence stems. We need those timers and we need those roles in conversations. And I think it's more important than I realized. And so that is my big concept takeaway.
Love it. That's fantastic.
What about you?
For me, as of right now, the multidimensional career framework is having the biggest impact on my growth and well-being at work. So I'm hanging on to those concepts and I continue to explore the work of Julie Winkle Giuliani. And again, having that language to focus on my areas of interest right now, contribution, choice, and connection, allows me to be more intentional about my work. And these ideas provide a lens for how I attend to my professional work. So I will also give a quick nod back to the episode about PKM and curation because I'm capturing my contributions in an organized way. So that's helpful. And then one other, I will shout out Michael Bungay Stanier's work again and the 7 essential coaching questions. I've completed an outside of work book study on the coaching habit, and I'm in the process of planning the next book study on his advice trap. And I've purchased his third book.
What's his newest book?
It's called How to Begin.
How to Begin.
And so it is creating your big purpose in life and finding that. Yeah.
Well, that goes with my connections and challenges. So yet another connection, I might have to hop on this book. But those are great concepts and great takeaways. And I love that I think with both of our shares, there we see that connection theme running through that.
Okay, so for the final C, let's talk about changes. What are some changes in attitude, thinking, or action as a result of our learning and inspirations of this season? So, Laura, what do you think?
Okay, so my change is kind of hidden in a challenge as well because I really haven't dived in enough. So part of my change, I really want to work to change my own thinking about career growth. So back to your share, I took the self-assessment and contentment was the top of my priority dimensions. And that has kind of been hanging out in the back of my mind. And so I really intend to use some of the reflective holiday break time that's coming up to really explore this and hopefully make some changes in my thinking and my actions. And like you, share with my coordinator, who's really looking to be a coach and someone who is helping me set and achieve meaningful goals. So that is kind of a challenge of a change that I hope to put into place.
Well, that also layers beautifully with creating a joyful work environment and contentment. It seems like those two pair beautifully together.
What about you? What changes are on the top of your mind?
I kind of surprised myself, but I'm really going to lean into the ideas from that design thinking book, even though that was my vote for biggest challenge. I really want to work on creating learning journeys and considering the needs of my learners, and with the understanding that that solution is not necessarily a training or workshop or a webinar. So really lean into creating alternative forms of PD. The other change will be what I mentioned in my Now What that goes along with yours, with that multidimensional career framework. So I'm going to be on the lookout for contribution, choice, and connection, and adding that layer, how does that lead to professional growth?
Very good.
Yeah.
Wow, we have given ourselves a tall order of change. These are some big Now What's.
They are. We may need to have another episode to share these Now What's after this
definitely,
season.
Definitely.
To close this out, I found a terrific quote about reflection from Nathan Lang Rad and Herbie Rad in their book, The Teachers of Oz. And shout out to Nathan, who was a keynote speaker for us in 2020.
Shout out.
They say, the whole reason we ever reflect is because something either echoes and calls to us from the depths of a prior experience, or we find a current experience perplexing or intriguing and seek to unravel its significance.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Yes. So I feel that so many of our episodes have led to, or we've had conversations about personal growth. So I feel particularly called to reflect on this season's shares, and I love that we were able to spend time using this 4Cs protocol to unravel their significance.
Ooh, absolutely. Well, you know, I'm excited about a protocol right now, and I really found this to be a helpful and interesting experience to go through to really slow down and reflect on so many of our great shares.
It was great.
Well, as you know, another idea we have practiced this season is using each episode as a place to launch further thinking. And we've had so many great reflective conversations talking about our Now What next steps this season. We made, again, some tall orders for ourselves in our changes, but let's close out the season with some similar thinking. And so we like the creative and succinct challenge of creating a 6-word summary. So why don't we each share a 6-word summary to end this season of inspiration?
Okay, so mine is inspired by frameworks and making contributions.
Ooh, I like that.
What about you, Laura?
All right, mine is when you reflect, connections are everywhere.
Ooh, very nice.
I would also like to say, in the classic rebel and cheating fashion, we don't have a timer this episode for me to talk over, but I did write 3 6-word summaries, but I will play the game and only share one. So I'm trying.
Oh, I didn't know if I was going to have to have a little timer here for you to share that. We'd also like to extend the invitation to you, dear listener, to share your ongoing story of learning as well. Take a moment to pause and think wherever you're listening from and consider, what ideas have you heard that have sparked your interest and inspired further learning for you this season? You may also find us on Twitter at @DigLearnRadio to continue the conversation and share your own learning that's inspiring you this week. And stay tuned for a new season to come in 2023, as well as a bonus episode in the next few weeks as we not only wrap the season, but the year 2022.
Hooray! This season, we're dedicated to sharing our learning and the things that are inspiring us. We hope that when we share, the conversation and ideas will cultivate curiosity and inspire you to explore one of the resources, reflect on a question we've asked, or continue the conversation with us online. Reflect to consider the what, so what, and now what of your thinking. Share your learning inspirations and ideas from this episode, this season, and beyond. We are, as ever, inspired to learn from Gail Allen and her work in the new pillars of modern teaching. She reminds us that when we share, we add a sentence to the story we communicate about ourselves to the world. Let's continue learning, sharing, and transforming. Let's get inspired.